It's November 10th, 2014. It's a little after 11 a.m. Primarily, I was looking over my notes, and this is kind of a follow-up continuation, I believe, of either the last recording or the one previous to that. I think somewhere in those notes, I had mentioned about it's time to make a little magic. And I was kind of processing, what I mean by make a little magic. And what kind of struck me was, I started thinking about how we're always making a little magic. It just that because we're in the moment of our era in this chain of custody, it may not have that, it may not have the full impact on us because it happens, there's this step, I could almost call it baby steps that we make over time. But what struck me was, if we took our current state of affairs and we transported someone from the Stone Age or from, around 1000 AD or 500 AD, if we transported them into present day and they saw all the things that we've accomplished through our arts and our sciences, I have to believe, that it would seem like magic to them. And I guess, I don't know how it, I was going to say it is magic. It's magical, the things that we're able to accomplish. But to them, even though a scientist, there would be ways of explaining, why it isn't magic. And I think that's kind of, I don't know. I think there's, I think we shouldn't try so hard to explain things away. Let them, let the magic be. Yeah, I mean, in some respects, we are making a lot of magic. Why not, allow us to have a little magic in our lives? Vicky, we talk all the time, Vicky and I talk all the time about it's all about perspective. It's all about priorities, and, that perspective is, let's not make it hard, cold science. Let's let it have a little magic in it. I think there's something that we sort of nurture in the human psyche when we allow for the possibility of a little bit of magic in the world. I guess what I'm saying is, man, we're making magic all the time. Come on, guys, girls, let's, wake up and smell the magical roses. There's nothing wrong with looking at the world a little bit through rose-colored glasses. Yeah, I mean, we do, yes, we have to deal with realities of our existence, but at the same time, we have to take into account the possibilities that are presented through our existence. So let's not focus too much on the one so that we lose sight of the other, so that we lose vision, because that's really, I guess, what so much of the material that I've developed is that's the focal point. It's yes, it's our starting point, our current circumstances. Yes, we have to, there's a reality check that's a part of where we are right now, but there's also that perspective of yes, but this is our starting point. That it the starting point doesn't speak fully to the possibilities, to our potential. So I just don't want to get, I'd prefer to help people loosen up a little bit on being chained and weighted down by the challenges that we face presently, and not, and sort of lose sight of, or not be open to be blind to. There are none who are so blind as those who will not see. It's unclaimed inheritance that's hidden or lost to notice. And when we're constantly looking down under the weight of our burdens, we're not looking with a visionary view of what's possible, of what we can do, if we turn towards that possibility and begin to devote ourselves, to focus on those possibilities that lay ahead of us, that potentially lay ahead of us, and not just us personally, but future generations. And, I heard this little segment the other day on, I think it was called the Pew Institute. They had conducted a poll, and I think it said that somewhere around 9% of respondents to an open-ended question, not multiple choice, of all the possibilities that you could, inventions or breakthroughs that you could imagine might happen in the future, what would be your first choice? And I may have heard this wrong, but one of the highest responses, percentage-wise, if not the highest response, but it may have just been one of the highest responses, was time travel. And part of what I was just thinking was, isn't it possible that part of the reason that some people would view that as the highest desirable potential that we may have as human beings is because of the magic? I guess what I'm trying to say is, yes, there would be those who would travel to the past, who would prefer, their inclination would be to go and view history. But isn't it also possible that part of that inclination would be to travel into the future and maybe perhaps into the distant future and see the accomplishments that mankind has been able to manifest if we survive? I mean, I would have to believe that it could be magical. So, I mean, it would seem magical, some of the things perhaps that we are able to accomplish in the future. And so, I think what I'm trying to say in a long way around the barn is perhaps part of the reason that we desire that potential is because we desire that magical element. Making some magic. We're making it now, but there are quantum leaps. I know that that happens. But a quantum leap that we make today in our own lifetime, in our own presence in this particular era of the human of the chain of custody, we may be laying the groundwork for something that a breakthrough that could be considered almost miraculous in the future. I mean, all the while we're making magic, but it's incremental. Much of it is incremental. It's only through that leap of time that the true impact of the magic would be, that true impact would be obvious. So, yeah, I just think that we don't allow ourselves enough of a I don't think existence is necessarily as conventional as some people see it to be. I've always felt that. And so I choose to believe in a little bit of magic. Always, ever since I first got involved in my discipline, that was definitely a part of my that was definitely part of the perspective that I chose from the very beginning, to believe in a little bit of magic, and to believe not only in a little bit of magic, but to believe that we can make a little bit of magic. And who knows, maybe we can make a lot of magic. But I've tried to approach that perspective, my belief, my view, from in conventional terms. I think that's primarily what I was attempting to do when I spoke about the casting of spells and the casting of roles. I'm trying to formulate in somewhat conventional terms how the magic happens. I don't know how successful I have been or will be at doing that, nor, do I know how successful I have been or will be at moving others who perhaps see the world from a much more conventional perspective, have a much more conventional view. I don't know how effective I will be. Is that effective or affective? I don't know how effective I will be in helping them to, or moving them to, I think the moving is, their being moved is the effect. My impact upon them, I think, is the effect. So I don't know how effective I'll be at moving them to either entertain, or at the very least, the possibility, or at the very most, to be moved and to become open to the possibility and actually engage in active participation. I don't know. The only thing I can do is do the best I can to understand how to structure the knowledge and understanding that I have in such a way that I can present it to others in a way that they can, at least at some level, begin to relate to it. I mean, that's the most I can ask of myself. And again, also, in the end, it's all about, yes, you can make them aware, but in the end, they, even if they come to know, knowing is of potential value only. Knowing is a potential value. True actual value is an application only. It's in establishing the practice, practicing. And it's not just the true actual value is an application only. It's also the source of reinforcement. It's the source of harmonic reinforcement where, as they act through their practice, they create feedback on how, what kind of resultants or outcomes that act creates or manifests. And if it's a positive outcome, then it harmonically reinforces that behavior in us, that practice, that the act, that act of that act of practice. So anyway, well, I guess that's about all I could. I just wanted to somewhat clarify the best I can at this point what I mean by let's make a little magic. And I know that it won't make sense to some people, and I respect that. I mean, I get it. Some people, it's just, it, they're stuck in their ways. Let's see, how did I put that in my earlier notes? They believe that they know all there really is to know, that's important to know and valuable to know. And so, I guess you could, I guess a way to say that is they're closed-minded. They close themselves off to entertaining new information. And of course, that's, I guess that comes back to the concept of capture and escape. If something doesn't spark their interest, if it doesn't capture their interest, then the value of what's being presented escapes them. And that's always an active dynamic. So that, in some respects, that burden, that responsibility of creating a way to spark an interest in others is my responsibility. It's, that's why I'm working so hard right now on the our story to tell. I've worked really hard on my perspectives to share, but again, I view this as both a privilege and a responsibility. It has been a privilege for me to become aware, some through my own initiative and some, if not a lot, through being mentored by others. But with that privilege comes responsibility. And I know in the end, if in order to do justice to the work that I've done and the works that have been passed on to me and the works that we've inherited, I have to do the best I can in on the responsibility side of paying it forward, of passing it on to others in this enduring chain of custody the best that I can, and not just to pass on what I came to know and understand from working in the practice, but also to pass on in any way anything that I've added to the practice, to the master's craft. In the beginning, you work in the craft, and as a master and a wizard, you work on the craft, and that's really what the phase or stage that I'm at now. I'm doing the best I can, you know, as far as the responsibility to the craft, that I'm trying to formulate it and package it in such a way that it's accessible to as many others as possible, that A, would entertain it, and secondly, B, that could benefit from it. Well, I guess that's enough rambling for now. Signing off.